I'll start unusually today where a priest and a rabbi go to a boxing match. And as the two combatants come into the ring, one fighter makes the sign of the cross. And the rabbi turns to the priest and says, "Do you think that's going to help him?" And the priest says, "Only if he can box." People sometimes look at religion as magic. Let me do this, let me do that. Today we celebrate the exaltation of the cross because religion is not magic. Because religion involves a relationship with a God who thinks and a God who doesn't give his children everything they ask for. Prayer is not a menu. Prayer is a relationship. And when you're a young child, you may think of your parents as those people who provide for you. But as you get older, you realize what a blessing it is to have people that want to be with you. And even if they're parents, what an honor it is for them to spend time with you. Let me give you an image of how, when we look at the cross, there's a different way, because sacred scripture is full of levels of understanding. This is my understanding of the cross. If someone was hurt by the side of the road or injured, almost everyone, perhaps even the worst person, would call 911 or try to render some assistance. But when someone hurts me, when someone yells at me and injures me, then our vision gets cloudy. We often think of ourselves first. How could he do this to me? How could he say such a thing to me? Why did she do this to me? Well, Jesus on the cross is crucified by the very people he loves, by the very people that he has come to save. And he shows a different vision. You remember in the 90s, there was a phrase that started out with an adjective and ended with a verb. Hurt people, hurt people. In other words, people that are in pain are those people that hurt others. No one who is in a good mood and content with their own life gets up and says, "Let me hurt somebody." But when someone hurts you and yells at you and tries to hurt you, they are doing it out of pain. So the cross gives us a vision. When Jesus understood our pain, the pain that caused our ancestors to crucify him, to betray him with a kiss, he saw us. He saw our pain. The cross is a place where we receive the vision to say, "You may not value yourself because you are angry and you want to hurt me, but I see you." Sin wants to erase your identity. Sin wants to call you a thief, a loser, someone who's a felon, someone who is horrible. But the cross reminds us, no matter what pain is inflicted upon me, I should have the eyes of Jesus. This is my brother and this is my sister who has done perhaps horrible things. But what is their pain? It is very unusual to be hurt by someone and to think of them and to say, "Why are they in pain?" Mothers do this. Fathers do this, and Christians should do this, that when we are crucified by those people, we should never forget that those people are my family, my brothers and my sisters, and sin may want to tear their identity from them and may even incite me to yell and curse at them and forget them. But the cross reminds me that the important thing on the cross was that although we crucified him, spit in his face, betrayed him with a kiss, we could not shake his vision for our lives. He said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do. These are the people that I love." So when we are called to carry our cross, the next time you feel those nails in your hands, that spear in your heart, those acts of betrayal and those words that crucify you and cause you pain, begin to look at that with the eyes of Christ. Don't say, "Why did he or she do this to me?" But say, "Why did my brother and sister feel so much pain that they had to do this? And what can I do to help?" Christ was wounded, and this wounded person was the healer. We are called to be wounded healers to one another, so that pain and sin will never erase the relationship that we have to one another. They are my brothers, they are my sisters, and I to them, and brother and sister. Slava Isusu Christu.